You cut your f***ing lawn 3 times a week. You only cut the tops. You buy 500 eggs. You go to the same barber for 47 years. You make him cut all the hair off your body. You're f***ing nuts. All right, it's Monday at 11 o'clock. You know what time that is. It's the Chaz Palminteri Showtime. Got a great show today, as always. I love to talk to people, interesting people. I never worry about how popular somebody is, how many followers they got. I just find interesting people, and I like to talk about them. But before I do that, don't forget, my one-man show is coming up and coming up strong. ChazPalminteri.net. Again, this is the show before the movie, before the musical. So many people have seen the show, and they say they like it better than the movie and the musical. John, where am I going to be in the next few weeks?
Sandy, where are we going to be?
Saturday, April 13th, we're going to be at the Robertson Grand PAC Center in Virginia.
Where's next?
Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be at the Ocean Casino, Atlantic City.
Wait a minute. I thought Las Vegas. No, Atlantic City. That's right.
Atlantic City.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Okay. Wednesday, May 8th. Oh, that's a cigar night.
I got to tell you, I'm not too happy with the level of service
that's
I'm getting.
That's a cigar night, White Plains. Okay. At your restaurant.
Go ahead.
Saturday, May 18th, the American Music Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Go ahead.
Friday, May 31st, the Richfield Theater in Richfield, Connecticut. Richfield Playhouse, I'm sorry, yes.
Good.
I have theater. John, you take it from there. You have the rest.
Okay. June 9th, you're going to be in Beverly, Massachusetts at the Cobot Theater.
Right.
And that's as far as we need to go. The rest is on your website.
Yeah, when is that cigar night at my restaurant in White Plains?
Okay, the cigar night at the restaurant in White Plains is Wednesday, May 8th.
Wednesday, May 8th, big cigar night. For charity for the NYPD, as we always do. So obviously, I was going to introduce him, but this is a man who needs no introduction. He's a legend, the myth, the man himself, Mr. Sandy Blue Eyes. Sandy, how are you?
My brother, thank you for having me back.
Thank you. Thank you for coming back.
It's my pleasure.
It's your pleasure. Sandy Blue Eyes, we know all about this maniac. He is my bodyguard. Boy, I got a fresh head, right? Bobby Falcone is my driver, Sandy. Both NYPD retired. Guys, I love to hire NYPD because, you know, they've been around the corner a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, John? They got a little wear and tear around the edges, and that's what I like. So, Sandy, I wanted you on the podcast because we have a big announcement to make here. This is a huge announcement. Now, those of you who know Sandy Blue Eyes, we could say in a nice way that you were a ladies' man, would you say?
I was a bachelor.
Oh, here he goes.
I was a single bachelor.
You were a single bachelor. You were a player. Admit it.
No player. Oh, I was a single bachelor.
Sandy says he wasn't a player. I disagree. But it's okay. It's okay. I think a man who dates a lot of women is a player. He thinks no. But you know what? That's him. He's crazy. But so what I say, I'm making an announcement here today. Sandy Blue Eyes is off the market.
That's correct.
That's correct.
I'm officially off the market.
You're officially off the market. He's in love. You've been dating this woman how long now?
17 months.
17 months. That is a record for you.
That's correct.
17 months. We can't say her name. We won't say her name
Okay. Because
we don't need to. Because too many women are going to find out who she is and they're going to write her. They're going to write her saying, how dare you take Sandy Blue Eyes off the market?
She's a Brooklyn girl. She can handle herself.
She can handle herself. Okay. A Brooklyn girl can handle themselves.
That's right.
That is very true. So, Sandy, I want to know. I want to know. How did this happen with this woman? How? How did you meet? What's going on here?
I was on a set of Gravesend.
That's right. You did a few episodes.
I did a few episodes on Gravesend.
Good.
And this very nice young fella came over to me And he said, you're Sandy Blue Eyes. And I said, yes. He says, I see you on Chaz's TikTok and Instagram and podcast. He says, I love the way you handle yourself. And he says, I love the way you dress. You very seem like you're very respectful.
Right.
And he was an extra in one of my scenes.
Right.
So we shot the scene. And then after the scene, we broke to eat. And he asked me if he could sit and have lunch with me. I said, sure. So we sat down and he asked me a couple of questions. And I was saying, wow, this young fella is asking me so many questions.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he put his food down and he says to me, I made up my mind. And I says, what's that? He says, I'd like to introduce you to my mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now, that's very rare.
I was very taken back. I says, you know, usually a young fella would say, stay away from my mother.
Absolutely.
You know? And then, you know, I asked him a few personal questions before I, you know, showed my interest. And everything was great. Then he showed me a picture of her. And I says to him, I would love to meet her. Absolutely. I says, well, we're going to do this old school. So he had one of these up-to-date phones.
Right.
Which I'm getting soon, but that's another story.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode. Go ahead.
So I told him he should take a selfie of him and I, send it to his mom, and if she thought that I was her type, then he would have to ask permission if I can have her phone number, and then I'll take it from there. And that's exactly what he did, and she said, yes, I would love to meet him. And that was October 25th, 2021. I was on the road with you a lot. She was very busy in her job and took us about 10 months, 12 months to get together. So we got together on October 12th, 2022. And it's been fantastic. It's been great.
It's been fantastic.
She's beautiful. She's intelligent. She's classy. She's quality.
Right.
She's for me.
She's for you. That's it. You hear that, ladies? All you ladies that are chasing him on TikTok, it's over.
It's over. It's done.
Hey, it's my show. Let me finish. It's over. It's done. Sandy Blue Eyes is off the market. John, what do you think about that?
I'm kind of curious about that lunch date that you had with her son. What made him want to introduce you to his mom?
Because he liked him.
I know he liked him, but like, what do you think it was about you that he liked so much?
Well, he told me. He said that he saw, you know, the way on the TikToks and everything, he saw the way I dressed. He saw the way I spoke. He saw that I was old school. I was very respectful. I didn't use vulgar language in front of women, you know. And he just thought that I would be a good match with his mom. And she's a little younger than me, you know. She's about 7 years younger than me. But definitely we coincide 100%.
You guys click.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you might have had a few rough spots here.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
Like everybody else, yeah.
Yeah.
But going through the rough times,
yeah,
it sort of made us more strong.
Well, yeah, either it makes you stronger or it breaks you apart.
And we learned. We really learned from each other, you know.
Listen to this.
So, oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
He's a changed man.
Changed man.
Absolutely.
This man who was unbelievable, a vagabond.
And she lives maximum 3 hours away.
She lives 3 hours away from you.
And I'm on that Bell Parkway, stopped in traffic.
Going on your way to Brooklyn. Oh, Jersey. Now.
Jersey.
Jersey, yeah.
And it's worth it.
How often do you go see her?
Well, we see each other a lot on the weekends. You know, sometimes she'll come out to my house also. You know, but we see each other quite a few times.
Now, I got to ask you, Sandy, before we get into your relationship, we know that you have these quirks about you. Sandy gets his hair cut every 43 days?
44.
Excuse me, 44 days.
Hairport,
right. You get your, where do you get your hair cut?
Hairport. Port Jefferson, Long Island.
And it's called Hairport.
Hairport, my friend Ray.
Your friend Ray, and he's been cutting your hair for how long?
47 years.
47? If Ray dies, that's it. It's over.
Okay, Ray cannot die. Ray's going to live till he's 150, Ray.
Oh, my God. Okay, we know about that. This is true, folks. I'm not kidding you. You mow your lawn how many times every day?
No, every 2.5 days.
Every 2.5 days. Yeah. And you mow it one way.
Horizontal one time, vertical the next time. This way the rainwater gets in between the blades of grass, and it moistens the roots.
The roots. Right. Now, I have to admit, when I came to your home, you have the most gorgeous lawn of all your neighbors. You. And they say that to you, right?
Sure. They ask me. They've been asking me already. When do I start? What do I do first? And I educate them all. Yeah.
So you think that mowing this way, that way means a lot?
Oh, it does. Definitely. Definitely. That's just for the rainwater or the sprinkler system to allow the water to.
Do you get rid of the grass you cut?
I only cut the top.
You only cut the tips.
Because there's fertilizer in the tips of the grass. So I mulch it. It's called mulching. Just take the top off. And it refertilizes it.
And that's why you have to cut every
two
twice
and a half
a
days. Three times a week, really.
Three times a week.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do, Sandy? Because you cut with the motors, right?
Yeah.
Now they're looking to ban those and have electric motors. How do you feel about that?
No good.
But I mean, they're talking about having fines, people who don't do it.
If I have to go to an electric, they still mulch.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It'll still mulch.
And for the people who saw his first episode a while ago, you still have your, I know you used to go to Costco's and buy 300 eggs.
Right. 500 eggs.
I apologize.
500 eggs.
Right, and you have 6 egg whites every morning.
Every morning, I cut it down from 18 to 6.
I just
wanted to just cut it down.
Cut your diet down.
Yeah, cut the protein down.
18 to 6.
I'm doing 6 egg whites every morning, a little bowl of yogurt, a little bowl of fruit, 5 almonds still.
5 almonds.
That's it.
Not 4, not 6.
5.
5 almonds, and. Dinner, it's your chicken sometimes.
Sometimes chicken, yes. Sometimes salmon.
Same place. You go get that chicken, same place for how many years?
Same place. Since 1973.
So you walk in, they know what you're getting.
Oh, yeah. They have it all made. They see the car pull up. The same Nova. When the Nova pulls up, the turquoise Nova, they know what to put in the bag.
Now, does this, your craziness, which I call it, which I laughed, does that get in the way with your lady? Does she ever go, are you out of your mind?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, she's the same way. She's a personal trainer. She's physically fit.
Oh.
She's very fit, and she watches her diet also. So that's another thing where we coincide.
So when you guys go out to eat, you really watch what you eat?
When we go out for breakfast,
right?
It's egg white omelets with all vegetables, no meat.
Right. But excuse me, Mr. Sandy Blue Eyes. When we go out and we're on the road, you eat like a mutavan. So I want to know, where is this like healthy thing?
Well, that's where I cheat. When we're on the road, I cheat a little bit.
You cheat a little bit?
Yeah. But as you know, in the mornings where we stay,
right,
I'm always in the gym.
You're in the gym. You're working out.
I'm working out. I'm on the treadmill.
Right. And so you do work out, but you've been known to cheat a little bit.
I do, yes. I do cheat here and there.
And when you do cheat, then you come home and you get right back on the wagon again.
That's correct. I'll miss a couple of dinners.
You'll miss a couple of dinners.
If I gain 3 because we're on the road, I'll miss a couple of dinners and I'll lose 6.
Right.
So I always want to stay ahead of the game.
So when you talk about this woman, Sandy Blue Eyes is off the market, folks. Off the market. When you talk about this woman, this incredible woman who I met, and she is incredible. I what makes her so different than all these other women that I've seen you with over the years?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. I mean, the minute I saw her.
No, wait, hold on. Don't tell me it was a love at first sight.
I can't say it was love at first sight because I don't believe in love at first sight.
But you
it was attraction at first sight.
Attraction at first sight. Okay.
It was definitely chemistry at first sight.
So you had chemistry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even the way, you know, some fellas don't care, I care. The way she dresses, just
of course,
I never even had to like tell her what I like. Not to tell her how to dress.
Right.
But just to tell her what I like, because everything she wears...
You like?
I love.
So she never wore anything where you went, honey, I...
Never.
Could you go back and change that?
No.
Okay.
No.
She wears the makeup you like.
She wears... Yeah, she doesn't wear a lot, but she wears enough.
Earrings.
The hoop earrings.
The hoop earrings.
Hoop earrings.
This guy is from the 60s, folks. You are, like, carved out of the 60s. You like the long hair with the hoop earrings.
She wears the... beautiful shoes, and she's just incredible. She just, you know, she's just top quality. For me, she's top quality. You know, she's intelligent. You know, it's just not just the looks, even though the looks,
yeah,
they knocked my socks off her.
I hope she's listening.
Her, you know, she's very attractive.
Because what? You know what you did, honey? You took them off the market.
But she's super intelligent. Super intelligent.
Super intelligent. Yes. She has a good job.
She has an excellent job.
Makes a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Does very well.
Yes.
That's nice. She's not always on your back asking for things.
No, absolutely not. Matter of fact, she wants to take me out sometimes, and I refuse, and she wants to fight with me.
Why? Because he's old school.
That's right.
Because he is the king of old school episodes. Am I right, John?
Yeah, I mean, I love this. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a different man. I don't think I recognize him.
Am I right or wrong, right?
Absolutely right.
Let me ask you a question. So when you're out with your lady, and we're not mentioning her name for a reason because she doesn't need this publicity here right now, people calling her friends, whatever. When you're out with your lady, what makes you feel that you can't let her pay? Why is that?
I just don't. I don't think it's a woman's place to take out money, especially she works so hard for her money. She has bills to pay.
Right.
And I just feel uncomfortable. I think that's the perfect word.
You feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You don't feel uncomfortable when I go out with you and I pick up the check. How come he doesn't feel uncomfortable, John?
I tried to do that a couple of times and I got yelled at, John.
Wait a minute. I let you do it a couple of times.
Yeah, you did. For your birthday.
For my birthday, well, I let him do it. Right. All right, I was just curious. So, I how do I say this? This is it.
No, this is definitely it. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This is it.
This is it. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Blue Eyes is officially off the market.
Yeah.
I mean, you realize what this could do for your fans.
That's okay.
Fans are going to be upset, Sandy.
She's my biggest fan. She's in love with me, and I'm in love with her.
You're in love with her.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a question, and I don't know. We could take this out if you're uncomfortable answering
this. I'm not uncomfortable with anything.
But
go ahead, John.
Our mutual friend Mike was talking to us. He said Chaz butt-dialed him one time, and he said Chaz's butt-dial left Mike a voicemail. And in this voicemail, you and Chaz are talking, and you just hear Chaz go, "What the fuck you mean she wants to be buried with you?" What was that voicemail?
Well, that's a true story. What happened was...
I couldn't believe that. Fucking you son of a bitch.
What happened was my family has a plot in St. Charles Cemetery for 30 people. And my uncle had bought the plot, and he said, you know, I know people get married, who uses it, who doesn't use it, but it's there. So my girlfriend and I had a, you know, we spoke, and she said that she would love to be buried with me. And I brought this up to my cousin. My uncle is deceased now. So my cousin runs the whole plot thing. And And she, my cousin okayed it. And she said, yeah.
She wants to be buried with you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm stunned.
Well, that's love.
I'm stunned. I have to say, you're a changed man. Since we've been on the road, early to bed, early to rise.
That's right.
No going out. No more doing anything.
No. I don't believe in that.
One thing about Sandy, you know, he's got that OCD. Women come over, want to talk to him. Boom, shuts it right down.
That's right.
I'm a little shocked.
That's right. I learned from you, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm married 30 years.
Still, love is love.
Yes. Yeah, but I have to say, you talk the talk, but you walk the walk.
Thank you, yes. I don't believe in, you know, my father was true blue to my mom, and that's how I learned.
Right.
And, you know, when I'm in a relationship, that's it.
That's it. Now, you and I come, we're, you know, Brooklyn, Bronx, but I grew up much more open than you did. Mm. Because being in the arts when I was very young, like, my wife was an actress.
Right.
And my wife, obviously, is beautiful, and well, I saw her do shows, and I saw her kissing many guys. You can never handle that.
No, I don't think I would like that, no. No.
So she's an actor.
Yeah.
She's successful.
Yeah.
She's doing really well. And if you fell in love with a woman like that, you would say you got to quit your job.
No, I mean, that's, I don't think I would say that. You know, it would be very uncomfortable for me, though.
You probably wouldn't fall in love with her. You would stop yourself, probably.
No, no. Well, no, you can't. You can't stop yourself. No.
I mean, do you believe that women should have male friends?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my girlfriend has a lot of male friends. Sure. Oh,
okay. Is your girlfriend okay to go out with her friends to dinner or out?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't mind that?
No, I don't.
You could be home relaxing and she goes, yeah, I'm going out with the girls.
Sure.
You're cool with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. I think that's fair.
But I only...
But what?
There's a little bit of a line here, though.
What is the line?
I like, especially for my girl, to go out with her friends to a nice, refined restaurant, sit at a table with the girls.
Yeah.
Have cocktails at the table.
Oh, so now you're telling them how to have their evening.
No, this, I'm telling you what I would prefer.
Right.
Have cocktails with the girls at the table instead of filtering to the bar. Because the bar is when women hang out at a bar, that's like, for me, this is just me. It's like an invitation.
Okay. What about if there's no tables available yet,
right,
and the guy goes, ladies, have a drink at the bar. Your table be ready in 20 minutes.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay, yeah. No, I'm talking about if they're at the table already and they filter to the bar.
Okay. Does that make it a crime?
No. It would just... I just don't like it.
You don't like it. We have this argument many times, him and I. I say the best way to keep a woman is to set her free. But you don't get it. Because no man could stop a woman from doing anything she really wants to do. Can't.
No, I would never. Listen, and she's not the kind of girl that you tell you can't do this, nor would I do that anyway.
Right.
But I give my input on what makes me uncomfortable. And I know what makes her uncomfortable. And I would never do what makes her uncomfortable.
What makes her uncomfortable?
Like, you know, she doesn't want me hanging out with other women or checking other women out.
No, but when we go out.
Right.
When you and I go out, let's say it like it is right now.
Go ahead.
We go sit at a table, or we'll go to the bar and talk to people, and there's women there.
Right.
Okay, so you don't do anything. Why can't she go with her friends, just happen to be at a bar?
Because I know how guys are, that's why.
Oh, but you're okay to do it, but she can't.
No, because when women are at a bar, then guys, what they do is like for instance, a guy will send her a drink. Let's say a guy, let's just pinpoint her. All her friends are attractive. All her friends are very nice. But let's say a guy sends her a drink, and she'll take that drink. I know her. She'll take that drink, and she'll find out who sent the drink.
And say thank you.
And she'll say thank you, but I can't accept this drink. I have a boyfriend. I'm with somebody. Now, she goes back to the table, and if that fella comes over and says, yeah, but I don't see him here. What's the big deal? She'll tell him a thing or two that I'm not going to repeat.
All right, so then what are you worried about?
No, I'm not. It's just that.
So then,
I don't like that uncomfortableness. That's
well, you know what, Sandy? You know what? pull up your trousers, be a big boy, and learn how to take it. Okay? And stop being a little baby. Okay?
That's not being a baby. That's
you cannot control.
No, you can't.
You cannot control a woman's life.
Right.
Okay? And I've been telling you this for years. The best way to hold on to a woman, set her free. If she comes back, great. If she doesn't, then it wasn't meant to be.
No, we do. We have a.
So you have an agreement. You don't see other people.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Absolutely not.
No, we're exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that word in 40 years.
I don't think I've ever heard him say it.
Exclusive.
Yeah. How about 50 years? We're keeping company. How about that?
Oh, that was my father. Yeah. You keep a company with her? That was my father, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
No, we have a. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not only on the same paragraph, we're on the same page.
You're on the same line.
Yeah. Yeah. And believe it or not, from those couple of things that we went through, I could see how I try not to do those things. I could definitely see how she tries.
Because you have a temper.
Yeah. A temper with my mouth.
Oh, with your mouth? Right. Oh, yeah. No, you never would touch a woman.
No, never.
You have, I mean, somebody can get you mad with your mouth.
Right.
You know, and she has a temper being Italian.
Yeah, well, we both have very strong personalities.
Right.
So, you know, that's when we were clashing instead of coinciding.
Right.
So now, you know, we've learned. I could see it. I could see that we've learned. You know, I let some things go.
I let some things go. You hear what he said?
Who is this?
Who is this person?
I was explaining to John that, like, sometimes she's in the car and we're having a conversation.
Right.
And she'll see something happening ahead, like in front of her.
Yeah.
Like two people arguing, like trying to cut each other off.
Right.
She'll break the conversation that we're having. To interrupt us,
yeah.
To talk about these two crazy people.
Yeah.
And I say to her, you're alone in the car. Get away from them. Just go around them.
Sandy, that's called life.
I know, but still.
Let me break this to you.
No.
You know, you're a narcissist sometimes.
No, that's not true.
No, it is true because you want all the attention on me.
No, I just don't like being interrupted. I don't like breaking conversation.
But people break conversation all the time.
For two people cutting each other off?
That's life. I talk to you, then I turn. I go, hey, John, that's breaking conversation. It's called life, my man. You got to fucking grow up.
No. I'm very grown up. No way.
You're very grown up.
No way. It's like the people that try to
what?
Finish your sentence before you get there. I hate that.
It's called life, Sandy.
No, it's not. How come I don't do it to people?
Because you're crazy. We all know that. You cut your fucking lawn three times a week. You only cut the tops. You buy 500 eggs. You go to the same barber for 47 years. You make him cut all the hair off your body. You're fucking nuts. I mean, come on. Should I go down the list?
How about what I just ordered?
What do you mean?
The phone.
Oh. It's the first time. Listen to this. This is 2024. He's getting an iPhone.
Oh my God.
Is that scary? Is this scary?
Oh my God.
2024, the first time he's getting an iPhone.
It's not by choice either.
No, it's not.
Not by choice. I told him I'm firing him if he doesn't.
This is gone.
Let's show the phone. Give me the phone. Look at this phone, folks. Huh? You know who used to use this phone? Richard Nixon. Okay, in Watergate, I think he had a phone like this. Look at this phone. It's a joke. He would call me. He was in one room. I was in the other. On the same floor. He couldn't reach me. Come on.
That's true.
Come on.
Next Friday, we get the new phone.
I said, Sandy, you can't work for me unless you get a phone. All right, I'll get it.
Well, plus they're shutting me down. April 2nd, they're shutting me down.
That's right.
Because it's only a 2G.
2G he's got. The step below that is carrier pigeon. Okay? 2G. Anybody hear about anybody with 2G? That's from here to around the corner. Okay, what a fucking joke.
So the other day, my girlfriend and I, we We walked into a phone store. We did our homework. And then I walked into another phone store out by where I live.
Right.
And we ordered the phone.
Wow. How did you feel after you ordered a smartphone?
No, I feel good. I mean, you know, it is time, you know, but I'm a little
nervous.
A little nervous. I don't want to, make mistakes and, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Sandy, now that we all know that you're off the market, I had to bring this. I had to have him on the show because he's going to be doing more TikToks, so he'll be back. We've been traveling so much, but Sandy's going to be back on TikTok. Yeah. The word of the day was a big hit, talking about old school.
Ooh, yeah.
This is the epitome of old school. Folks, he doesn't dress like this just for today. He dresses like this every day. Every day, he dresses like he just fell off a wedding cake.
That's right.
Okay? Every day. I go, Sandy, my God, give it a rest. But you always want to be respectable.
Yes, absolutely.
You always think first impression is the last.
That's right. You never get a second chance to make.
Is there anything you want to, before we leave right now, and is there anything you want to tell your wonderful lady? There's the camera right there. Is there anything you want to look in that camera and say to her?
Yes. I'd like to say I love you with all my heart and soul. And I was not complete until you entered my life.
Sandy Blue Eyes is off the market. Sandy, I had to tell the world this.
I'm proud and I'm honored and thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes. Thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, my brother.
Okay, and don't forget, ChazPalminteri.net. Come and see the show. Also, my restaurants. 30 West 46th Street in Manhattan, 264 Main Street. My wine just came out, the Chaz Cabernet. It's really, 3 years we're working on this. Finally, it came out. It's great. Also, the cigars, the Bronx Tale cigars. Look at this case, collector's edition. 3 years working on this. I did that with Paul DeSilvio, a great cigar maker from Arthur Avenue and Epic Cigars. We did this together, and a great cigar. It's not because my name's on it. I want quality. That's it. You'll buy it once because of me, but you'll keep it and use it all the time because it's quality. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.